Coach Peterson's done a great job with this football team, certainly with the offense. They've lost a couple of key players this year, but they've continued to roll along with tremendous production in all areas of the game.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick talking about Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, AdCare can help with locations in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Help is just around the corner. Your path to recovery begins at AdCare. Call AdCare now at 1-800-ALCOHOL. That's 1-800-ALCOHOL. We are now joined in the broadcast booth at Super Bowl 52 by Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Covers the Eagles on an everyday basis. And let me start out by asking you this. What's the Eagles' weakness defensively? Because we've spent a lot of time this week talking up the Philadelphia defense and the problems that they can present Tom Brady. Where's the weakness in that defense?
You know, when they lost Jordan Hicks at middle linebacker, they've kind of piecemealed that together, playing a lot of nickel, matching personnel. I think if you can, you know, if you can somehow control the defensive line, you can get to the linebackers in the run game. But I would go even for the Patriots, because I know they use the running backs in such a variety of ways. The challenge for the Eagles defense would be the Patriots running backs in the passing game, and how they line up the Patriots, the way they line up their running backs, really stresses the Eagles linebackers in coverage. So I think the Patriots will go after Michael Kendricks in this game. And what's going to be interesting to me, will the Jim Schwartz then counter and take Kendricks off the field, bring in a safety like Corey Graham, and play more coverage on the back end and rely on the front four to do its job against the run? The Eagles have led the league in run defense, but against this kind of Patriots offense, which is so flexible and so reliant so far on the passing game, and they use them, the short passing game, as runs, you really have to play well in space as a linebacker. So I think that the linebackers will be very challenged today in space in the pass game.
I think from the Eagles' standpoint, the conundrum is, okay, so you want to take away the running backs, but how are they going to defend Rob Gronkowski? It's difficult to do both of those things.
Yeah, it'll be really, I mean, I don't know anybody who really defends Rob Gronkowski. And Malcolm Jenkins is an excellent safety, but I don't think you leave him alone with Gronk. You've got to find a way to bracket cover Gronk. You have to find a way to be physical with Gronk. I mean, the guy's a beast, but you got to find a way to tie him up somehow. And maybe the best way is you win with a four-man pass rush. Eagles are really good up front. Inside, they're excellent with Jernigan and Fletcher Cox. And if they can take that away from Tom Brady, they have a chance. If they have to blitz to generate pressure, they're going to get crushed.
When you look at this offense and you look at Nick Foles, the way he's played, how does he continue to play that way in this game today?
Great offensive line in front of him. Two All-Pros, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson. Brandon Brooks is a Pro Bowl right guard. They're big, they're strong, they're athletic, they're stout, they're excellent. And they've been able to replace Jason Peters at left tackle with this second-year kid, Hulapolavati Vaitai.
Wow, what a
really,
name.
Big time. Took me like 6 weeks to get it even halfway right. But he did a terrific job in the NFC Championship game against Everson Griffin. And the Eagles were able to leave him alone and spread the field and get the ball out. And so I think that's what they're going to do today. I think they believe that they are good enough up front to give Foles a clean pocket. Now, again, the counter is that Belichick and Patricia are great at creating pass rush pressure and giving you looks that you haven't seen. So Foles, if it were Carson Wentz, who we think is Tom Brady a long time ago, that's one thing. So he's so advanced mentally. Nick has to be able to trust what he sees, react quickly, and make good decisions. And if the Eagles can keep the pocket clean, you know, they might be able to have some success down the field.
How different is the Eagles' offense with Foles at the controls versus Carson Wentz? There's been a lot of talk. We've heard a lot of talk that they went to Foles and implemented some of the Chip Kelly concepts to make it more comfortable. Is that overblown?
Yeah, it is overblown. Okay. The element that's missing is that Carson could keep plays alive with his legs. 6'5", 240, terrific athlete. Works the pocket really well, gets out of the pocket. And when he's got the run-pass option, Carson will take off and run. Nick's not going to take off and run. So they've really tailored two different game plans. Against the Falcons in the first-round playoff game, short passes, get it out, dink, dunk, dink, dunk, dink, dunk. But they were only one of three in the red zone. Last week or 2 weeks ago against the Vikings, bombs away, down the field. Eagles receivers stepped up to the challenge, won that challenge, and Foles worked the pocket really well. He's also, Doug Peterson, also not afraid to mix it in a little bit and show some things that he hasn't seen. So he'll bring some of that to the table as well. But I think, guys, as it does in football, come down to the run game. Eagles are second or third in the league in running the football. They do it by committee, much like the Patriots do. They involve Jay Ajayi in the passing game and the screen game. He's been excellent. It's a very good offense. It's a very physical offensive line. And if you can keep Nick clean, you have a chance down the field. But the difference is that Carson is an elite superstar quarterback. Nick is not. Nick has played at a very high level. You hope today that when he steps on the field, the moment's not too large for him.
You mentioned running the football there. That was the same approach, the same game plan that both Tennessee and Jacksonville had against the Patriots. And it worked to some degree for Jacksonville, but if it had really worked, they would have been able to salt away that lead. So why can the Eagles run the ball against the Patriots and Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia in that defense when those teams couldn't?
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles, they believe in their offensive line. But you know what's interesting, our perspective on the Jacksonville game, Jacksonville gets the ball after the Patriots score late in the first half, 50 seconds left, ball at the 25-yard line, I think two timeouts left. They take a knee.
Called it quits on the half.
You got to be aggressive. You're not scoring. You're not beating the Patriots with 17 points or 21 points. Eagles got the ball late in the first half against the Vikings, up 21-7, knowing they were going to get the ball first in the second half at their 20-yard line. And instead of taking a knee, they worked their way for a field goal. I mean, they're really aggressive. Now, is it fool's gold? I don't know. Are you playing with house money? Maybe. But the coach has been extremely trusting of his players, and they've responded. So I think the Eagles, look, all seasons, they've run the ball. And if the Patriots want to come up and stack the box, then you're going to see the Eagles challenging cornerbacks. And they believe in Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor and Torrey Smith and Zach Ertz, who's a Pro Bowl tight end. There are a lot of weapons here. Maybe not the superstars, but there are a lot of weapons here.
Dave Spadaro from PhiladelphiaEagles.com with us here on Patriots Preview. I could gather from things that were being said on the Philadelphia side this week that there was a message about aggressiveness and urgency and the full 60 minutes that was definitely part of the focus. And then I also heard about not getting caught up in the Patriots' mystique. That seemed to be a message. How do you think that the team on the whole handled the week and handled getting ready for this game against the Patriots?
Well, I'll give you two levels to that answer. I think they handled it fine. They enjoyed the media. Everything was good. They had good practices. They beat the flu bug. You know, they had a few guys down for a couple of days. But my theory is this, and look, you guys are like annual visitors to the Super Bowl, so you know.
Frequent flyers.
When you come here and you're out of your routine, when you step on the field, it's such a different ballgame. How will you respond to the spotlight, to the focus? And so my sense is that they are playing an aggressive style of football here. They've exhibited a lot of confidence. They're going to be just the Chris Longs of the world, the LeGarrette Blunts of the world, the Malcolm Jenkins of the world are there to provide leadership. They have to go for the jugular of the New England Patriots from the start to the finish. So wait, the Patriots haven't scored a point in the first quarter of seven Super Bowls? That's amazing.
It is amazing.
When we played you guys in 2004, 2005 Super Bowl, and it was 10-10 at halftime, and Paul McCartney was out there crooning, I was sick to my stomach because I knew that the Eagles had blown a chance. They had Brady flummox. They had created some turnovers, and it was a tie game at halftime. I knew the Eagles were in deep trouble. So, look, it's a team that has gone for broke the whole season. They weren't expected to be here. They've played with a great deal of confidence. They have unbelievable chemistry. Go out there and play good football.
On the other side of that, can the Eagles play from behind? If they get down.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen again, regular season game, I know. Giants, Nick Foles, down 20-3, came back and won. And the next week, Christmas night, down late in the game to the Raiders, came back and won. That's my sample size for you. Can they strike quickly? Yes. Can they get you off the field in three and outs? Yes. This is a very good football team that the New England Patriots are lining up against. But as we all know, it's how you handle this day. Eagles feel like they have a great matchup on the line of scrimmage on both sides. They've also got a matchup against the greatest quarterback of all time and the greatest head coach of all time.
Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure, guys. Good luck.
Good to see you. Dave joining us here in the broadcast booth at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Peterson School has been training the hardest working people in the trades since 1946. Learn skills in HVAC, oil, gas, heat, plumbing, and electricity, and now with a new location in West Boylston. Visit their website at petersonschool.com. Jeff Howe of the Boston Herald is standing by. He joins us next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.